Moore was the grave digger in the town where I was born. He used to sit on the front porch of my daddy's general store. Thomas worked at the cemetery for 40-some-odd years. He must have dug 10,000 graves with medic, spade, and tears. Thomas said, I say a prayer for each grave that I do. I keep the bottom level and the four walls straight and true. There's something good about it, these footprints left below. Makes a man feel like someone is with him when he goes. Who's gonna dig his grave when Tom Moore passes on? Who's gonna cut the edges straight and throw out every stone? Who's gonna leave their footprints down deep where he will lay? Mr. Percy's backhoe will take his job that day. Thomas chewed tobacco and it ran all down his chin. He said, I'm 82 years old and I'm the best I've ever been. He walked to town each day at noon to take lunch at the store. He took for life what he put in it and asked for nothing more. Who's gonna dig his grave when Tom Moore passes on? And who's gonna cut the edges straight and throw out every stone? And who's gonna leave their footprints down deep where he will lay? Mr. Percy's backhoe will take his job that day. Thomas died a few years back, he went on to better things. Every time I think of him, his simple words still ring. He said, I say a prayer, boy, for each grave that I do. I keep the bottom level and the four walls straight and true. And there's something good about it, and these footprints left below. Makes a man feel like someone is with him when he goes. Who's gonna dig his grave when Tom Moore passes on? And who's gonna cut the edges straight and throw out every stone? Who's gonna leave their footprints down deep where he will lay? Mr. Percy's backhoe will take his job that day. Mr. Percy's backhoe took his job that day.